passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Biologist Mike Miller dropped his jaw at the spring meeting of the Sims Creek Wildlife Management Association.
You're a biologist, not a basketball player.
A little ribbing and a lot of jawing went on during the annual meeting in Star, Texas. Landowners listened to speakers in one room. Hunters with leases on their property were in another with Miller.
We're actually taking a look at the deer jaw bones from this past season's harvest. And I end up providing a harvest summary for the association during the summer months. And that's when we kind of revisit their goals and objectives and see how close they got with this year's harvest to reaching the goals that were set for them.
Don Jackson, founding member of the Sims Creek WMA, says one of their goals is managing their land for better deer, which they do through Parks and Wildlife's Managed Lands Deer Permit Program.
And you have to do a lot of different things to qualify for that. You have to run census lines, you have to put in food plots, you have to count deer when you go out, you have to improve waterways or provide water systems, and you have to also turn in your jawbones, as we're doing here, for aging.
And that's our show, with support from the Wildlife Restoration Program, working to improve habitat in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.